Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox was at Utah State University Wednesday to speak at a trauma and resiliency conference. While he did not bring the big green Vote Cox campaign bus, the frontrunner candidate answered questions for the reasons why he wants to be the next governor of Utah. Cox, a USU alum, is known for his popularity on Twitter, his support of the LGBTQ community, and his work on mental health. While he tends to think progressively on social issues, he says he remains staunchly conservative, and is running as such. He says his appeal lies in his experience in the government and private sector.
I don't know that we've ever had anybody with the breadth of experience. I understand how all of those pieces fit together, I think, in a very unique way. Local government, state government, the legislature, and the executive branch.
Cox says while he shares most of his views with Governor Gary Herbert, who named Cox as his second in command in 2013, a Cox governorship would not look like a third term of Herbert.
There's definitely an age difference, for sure, and he would laugh about that. I'm the same age as his kids. The rural experience that I have versus him is clearly something that's different. It's a very different world now. The next governor is going to be looking at growth issues.
In a Hinckley Institute and Salt Lake Tribune poll in January, before launching the campaign, Cox received support from 28% of Republicans. Right behind him, former U.S. Representative Jason Chaffetz received 27%, but announced last week he will not be seeking the nomination. Cox pledged to visit every city and town in Utah as a part of his campaign, 248 stops in total, and do an act of service in each municipality along the way. He left his work gloves at home this time, but says he'll be back in Cache Valley very soon. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.